Had you actually read the email, you would know the podcast you are about to listen to could contain explicit language and offensive content. These HR experts' views are not representative of their past, present, or future employers in this galaxy or any others. If you've ever heard, "My manager force chokes me," I need you to reset my HR portal password, or can I write up my employee for always missing the target? Welcome to our little safe zone. Welcome to Jaded HR.
Is that something Dwight Schrute did?
I think it's from Anchorman.
Anchorman? Oh, okay. Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, welcome to Jaded HR, the podcast by two HR professionals who want to help you get through the workday by saying all the things you're thinking, but say them out loud. I'm Warren.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Larissa.
Don't forget the baddest Imperial HR rep in the galaxy.
Dolores. Oh, yeah. Dolores. Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a special guest with us today. You may know her as Sunflower Stardust on any multiple of channels, or Dolores, the Empire's HR person. So we're really excited. We're going to nerd out today. So going to have fun.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So this idea came about because the voice of Jaded HR sent this amazing video to me. And it was this person cosplaying, doing Star Wars cosplay as a human resources person. They're like, "You're going to love this because you're in human resources. You love Star Wars." That's and awesome. I forwarded it to every person I knew. I was like, "You have to see this. This is amazing." And I forwarded it to Warren and I said, "Warren, is it possible that she would join us since we're all kind of cosplaying as HR people in a weird sense anyways? And let's make this happen." So that's kind of where this episode started. I also had some, you know, if you've listened to any of ours, we go on fantasy tangents every now and then if I can get away with it. So so this is another one of those tangents. But yes, we are super stoked to have Larissa or Dolores, the Imperial HR rep. Do you have a better title? That's kind of what I always go with. But
no, that I think that is everything. Is human resources rep the best, you think?
Yeah, I don't. Well. Kind of
HR business partner are one of our favorite terms.
Yeah, it could be a human resources business partner. Oh. I mean, or like, is she a director level? You know, what is the HR department structure
so
really
I
like
think,
in the Empire?
I think she's in charge of the HR department, and people have expressed the interest in being her intern. So I think the department is growing. So I think she's kind of running the Empire's
growing.
HR.
Okay.
Right.
So let's go with director. Because there's, you know, the Empire likes directors.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
I don't know if it'd be like Moff. Is there like a... That's more like governance. That wouldn't really be like... There's not different like Moff departments, right?
Oh, you're testing my knowledge. I can't think of it off the
top. Yeah, that's all right. I'm just trying to think of like the Empire's structure and how that would fit. I think director is a good... I think Director Dolores has a nice ring to it.
Awesome. Okay.
But also, before we get too far, Patrick, I do want to apologize to Andrew because we are intentionally not going to be using his intro this time, or we intentionally did not use his intro. So I hope you enjoyed our intro today. I just nerded out for a little while. I was up to like 2 in the morning. I sent it to you. I don't know what time in the morning, like 2 in the morning, Patrick. Check this out. What do you think?
Yeah, we do have a nice fantasy. Hope we don't get a Disney Plus email.
copyright infringement.
Yeah, copyright infringement email a little bit later on after this one airs.
But anyway, it's all fun. It's all fun.
Yeah, but I think we just wanted to, I don't know, have some fun, get into HR, learn a little bit about where you came up with this character's idea. You don't work in HR, but you do cosplay as one, which is just amazing. So for people who haven't seen your channel or know anything about you, maybe just give us a quick rundown of where Dolores came from.
Sure. So I, like a lot of people, downloaded TikTok when we were all stuck in our houses in 2020. So that's kind of where it all started. And then after making silly dance videos on there for a while, started making original stuff. And that kind of evolved into this character that I didn't, she didn't have a department, she didn't have a name, but she had an accent. And so she had jewelry.
As all good HR people do.
She had the necklace, which I've been told by other HR reps that it is definitely an HR necklace. I don't know. More. But she had all those things going for her. And a few of my friends and my husband loved her. So she kind of stuck around. But then it wasn't until about a year ago that she kind of settled into being this human resources representative for the empire. And yeah, so that's the history of Dolores.
Well, I love it. It is. It's one of my top favorite cosplays I've ever seen. So I applaud you. It is just original and amazing.
Now, have you had any run-ins with HR in your outside of Dolores' career that has sort of inspired you? Has inspired Dolores?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I wish I had a good HR story because that would make a lot of sense. But unfortunately, I don't. I think that she started as a character that helped a new recruit. And then so then it kind of made sense later that she was in human resources.
What is your general exposure to HR, like in the IRL?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm actually a freelance. I'm a television producer, so we don't have HR. Yeah. We probably need it, though.
You can say that about a lot of industries, but yeah.
So maybe I just, I don't know, wish I had it in my day-to-day.
Yeah. HR people like to think that we are as maybe more useful than we really are. But yeah, there probably are some places they're like, you could use this a consultant maybe or something to kind of rein things in a little bit.
Right.
That's where Dolores comes in.
Yes, exactly.
So I was also going to ask you, what are some of the biggest HR issues that the Empire is facing?
That's a good question. I think it's just trooper turnover. To be honest, always needing to hire new people because they just like to send out a bunch of troops. Not a big thing, you know. They have strategy, but they just prefer to swarm the enemy instead of being more tactical and precise. I guess it's cheaper, but if you go through this number of troops, it's really starting to get expensive. So that, I'd say trooper turnover is the biggest issue at the moment.
Is that like the warm body mythology of recruitment? Like, we just need someone to fill this seat.
Need a butt in a seat.
Yeah,
unfortunately, yeah.
Are you warm? Are you still moving? Can you hold this weapon, kind of? Okay.
Yeah, can you aim it in the general direction? Okay, you're good.
Well, that leads right into another question. What sort of disciplinary actions have instructors faced for the poor accuracy? And I know we talked about it earlier, that Obi-Wan talks about how accurate stormtroopers should be.
Yeah, I debunked that, Warren.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, but he tells it, it's just a story from Obi-Wan, but we don't see it in any of the movies that they have any sort of accuracy.
It's hard to hit plot armor, though.
Right. She has issued citations to stormtroopers for missing their shots. So that has been Dolores's disciplinary action. And they also have started doing weekly target practice, mandatory target practice. So we'll see if that makes sense.
Which is still just throwing them out in the field. They're not going to waste resources to actually do targets. They're targets, but yeah, they're like Ewoks or something.
Right. Practical.
Yeah.
Practical target practice.
People. Well, talk about issuing citations and warnings and reprimands to people. You went out in character. Tell us about the event. You made several many videos about giving some citations, what your reactions were.
Sure. So first of all, I just want to say that I don't work in human resources. I don't know if this is a real thing. It's on Reddit.
Somewhere it is.
But so there's a Star Wars convention every year or every other year. It's called Star Wars Celebration, and they had it in Anaheim this last year after not having it for 2 years because of COVID. And so I'd planned the whole time, like, as this HR rep with these videos, I was like, oh, it'd be so awesome to just go to this convention and write people up for, you know, all the some silly things like a disturbing lack of faith, just other lines from the movies. So that's what happened. And it was extremely well received. I had no idea that it was like that people were going to love it as much. And the first day, people were like, who are you? What is this? But they still played along with it. But by the third day, people were coming up to me to get written up. So they wanted citations by the end. So it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And it was so much fun. I wish every convention could be like that. It was just a great time with the Star Wars community.
And that's where you got presented with the Employee of the Month award, correct?
That was actually at a convention a month earlier here in Nashville. Yeah, the actor Ian McDiarmid actually came here. And I was thinking, like, how crazy would it be? Would he go along with this? Okay. Asked him in character if he would do it. And of course, he said yes, because he's a nice, sweet old man. So Dolores says Employee of the Month.
So my question is, like, giving out citations, which I think everyone in HR would actually enjoy it more if we could walk around and just, like, pass out things. It's probably one of the, I think that is the, like, we talk a lot on the show about, like, HR representation, how people perceive HR, because if you go on Reddit, like, any thread that has to do with human resources, it's always, like, they don't care about you, they're just there for the company, they are...
They are
basically like the Vader to the Emperor. Like, the Emperor is running things and Vader just needs to go out there and, like, sling some muscle around. Like, that is how people tend to kind of perceive HR, I think, in general, which probably isn't far off in some cases. But I was curious, like, where you decided to pull some of those things, and if we could talk about some, like, some good future HR ideas from, like, you know, the pros, like, here's some other things to really focus on.
Yeah. So do you mean, like, the ideas for some of the issues that she's run into, like, in the skits? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Like, just giving out citations, like, is that just your kind of general, this is what HR does kind of thing?
I think it was just a funny way to, you know, because you have your card on it and you have your social media on it. I thought it'd be a fun way to interact and, like, pass
really
out your
is.
Business card. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, hey, you know, follow me on social media. But then it kind of turned into more being about the citation. But I don't know. I read online that sometimes HR will give it out in real life for, like, messy desks or, you know, or tardiness. Or I don't know if that's true, but that's what I read. So
I love it. I hope that is. I'm sure it is true somewhere. That's, HR has gotten this rep, like, from these people. So, like, it's probably not far off.
Yeah.
This probably HR divas.
This probably is adding to it as well.
Oh, but see, it's okay when you're having fun completely spoofing HR. It's when you have these, and we'll use the term HR divas, who are out there thinking, that's my job. I'm going to write you up for, you know, having a messy desk, like you said, or, you know, you didn't turn in your TPS report on time, or use the right cover sheet, or what have you. We're going to be there for you. And there's some HR professionals that's what they think their life is about. I'm going to make sure everybody pays.
Need that power. I actually thought of an old school, like, HR idea was, like, the HR lady who keeps the, like, company billboard updated and, like, decorated for holidays and things like that. What would Dolores' billboard look like?
Oh, that's such a good question.
So you go into the Death Star break room. What does Dolores keep on there?
Oh my gosh. She hates paperwork. And so I don't know. I could see her going either way. I could see it just being a sign that just says break room, you know, like, just a black background with the words in white, like, break room, and that's it. Like, there's no fanfare
here.
Right. But then I could see her also going overboard, maybe, like, to get away from the paperwork. But I really lean towards the former. I think she would just do the bare minimum.
Do you think she's pushing the Go Green initiative on the Death Star? Getting rid of paperwork. You said she doesn't like paperwork. So is she trying to, like, get everyone to do their, to, like, use the data net to, like, fill out their paperwork and not submit paper applications?
Oh,
you know, we know the trash compactors don't work. They get pretty bogged down. So, like, you don't want to deal with all that paper.
That's actually a complaint I've gotten in some of my videos. People are like, the Empire uses paper. Yeah, right. She uses, like, the clipboard. So maybe she should adopt going green. But I don't think that'll save her from having to do the filling out of the reports, though. I don't think getting rid of the physical object, right, gets rid of the work. Or maybe it does.
There's got to be some kind of technology. She can just, like, scan people and that submits it to somewhere.
Yeah. I want to think about that.
Just think of the other punishments you could get. You could buddy up to some force-sensitive Empire folks over there and, you know, like I said, force choke your employees who, if you need your password reset for the portal more than twice a month, you get choked out. Just, you know, that would be a great policy.
You just have like a couple of inquisitors and like a call center that just like, you call them up and be like, yeah, I need you to force choke over the line this person. They've been late 3 days in a row, only by about 7 minutes on average, but yeah.
Oh, that is hilarious. Okay.
I'm force choke call center or something like that. I'm sure the inquisitors, like, there's not a whole lot of Jedi left. They, you know, if you got time to lean, you got time to force choke. That's what I always
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
Right. Like, Vader's too busy. Can you please give me a hand here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
I would just love that ability to reach out and choke someone.
It's Warren's dream, especially if it's like a solicitor or something.
Yeah. Well, here's another question I had, and you alluded to it before we were talking, but why did you choose to be the HR person for the Empire versus the Rebels?
I think it's kind of a simple answer. It was the costume I had, but also the dark side's more corporate.
It's more fun.
That's
so it's
true.
Easier to make fun of you know, like Office Space, the office. It's fun to joke around about corporate stuff, and the Empire is definitely corporate. So, but yeah, it was the costume I had at the time. And then
the
later
Empire's corporate. Is the Rebel like the cool tech startup that has like a beer fridge?
They have potlucks, I think.
Yeah, but yeah, just
yeah, they have to be cool because they're like desperate to have anyone join them. So anything they can do to recruit.
Yeah, it could be dissolved at any moment, but we got to get people in here.
Right.
So. It's a good comparison.
Yeah, that was a good comparison.
So then how would like the HR structure then on the Rebel side look?
Oh, me not knowing anything about HR.
That's fair. But you developed Dolores. I have faith in you.
So I do have, I've only done a couple of videos with her, but I have Marge, who is the Rebel counterpart to Dolores. I think she's a recruiter. Maybe you'll know the answer to this. Like, I guess recruiter and HR kind of similar. Maybe recruiter is more focused on the actual hiring process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. But so Marge is a recruiter for the Rebellion, and she has a Minnesota accent because she is stationed on Hoth, because that's the costume I have for that. So I just imagine it's more chaotic.
The worst place to be stationed, right. I'm sure, if you're a Rebel. You got to deal with, like, wampas and harsh environment. Like, what is the policy on, like, can you survive in this environment? Can you fight a wampa, or can you run from a wampa?
Can you ride a tauntaun?
Are you scared of caves? Do you know how to keep warm if your tauntaun passes out?
And I just trying to recruit people to come to Hoth would be impossible too. Like, who would want to go to Hoth? Like, no thanks. I'll stay warm. Good luck with your rebellion.
In the real HR world, we're facing the problem of people ghosting us. You talk to them, you get them on board, and all of a sudden they disappear on you and you never hear a word. Does the Empire or the Rebellion, do they have those type of ghosting issues from their recruits?
Oh, that's a great skit idea. I might have to implement that.
I think in canon, like, people joined the Empire to, like, go to the Academy, and then
that's
like,
what Han did.
Hitched over to the Rebel side.
Right.
I'm pretty
sure.
When Luke talks about, like, wanting to go to the Academy, like, he was talking about joining the Imperial Academy, which I think a lot of people did, and then use that training to go on over to the Rebels.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
So that could be like the ghosting version of the Rebels kind of ghosting the Empire. Like, I'm going to use your resources.
No, that's the employee who comes and joins you for only a couple of weeks. You're the resume builder. You get to acknowledge the experience those first couple of years in the excellent training from this well-organized corporate structure of a company, and then you disappear to go to your own tech startup that they don't have any resources for that sort of stuff. So now you're recruiting them away and stealing them with the couple of years of experience. They know how to fly. They know how to do these tasks. So yeah.
They probably don't know how to shoot very well, but they can fly and work the equipment.
Yeah. And they know the weaknesses. of the Imperial equipment too. That's true.
Yeah. So stealing corporate espionage and stealing employees sometimes falls into it sort of runs parallel to HR. I don't think it's necessarily a HR area, but it can run parallel.
Okay. Yeah, I think in the Empire, they have the Imperial Security Bureau, the ISB. That's a little nerdy. So I think that they might handle that, but
keep going.
I think that would be their issue, but maybe it would fall into HR. That's like the closest thing to HR I can find so far in the books is the ISB.
Well, I would say if you keep going, like, we're going to see a Dolores. That's the dream, right? Disney Plus show, a little spinoff. Dolores, the HR rep, and her fun adventures.
It would be awesome, even just for like a Lego figure in the background of the game or something. I would like die and pass out, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, like there's in like the Lego Star Wars, like there's a you have to sneak through, like you're late for work and you got to sneak around Dolores.
Yeah, before she catches you. Yes, that'll be amazing.
Oh man,
do you think there's a LinkedIn equivalent for the Empire?
Oh, like on the HoloNet, if they have.
HoloNet, I can't think of that. I called it DataNet earlier. Thank you.
Oh, you know, I have read some of the books, but I haven't read all of them, so I'm not sure what their social media.
Is HoloNet canon? I remember that a lot from like the old like expanded universe.
Yes, it's in some of the new books for sure. Yeah.
Sorry, Warren.
Yeah, I've downloaded so many of the audiobooks. I keep saying I'm going to listen to them. I just never have.
And I wasted, I wouldn't say it's a waste, but I spent so long reading like all these like old Timothy Zahn novels and like the whole 27 series of the alien invasion. I forget what they're, the Yuuzhan Vong or whatever you call it, that they just Disney erased all of it. So I invested a lot of time in these like old school Star Wars novels.
But you can still enjoy them.
But they're still enjoyable. It's still my heart canon.
Yeah.
I was going to go chronological canon or not, and just started going down the list of books. And then like after the second or third, it was just like, they changed out the name Luke and Vader for other people. It was the exact same thing. I was like, this is so predictable.
You read the wrong books, Warren.
Huh?
You read the wrong books.
Yeah, I started like chronological, storyline chronological. I forget Red Dawn and, oh gosh, I forget some of the first ones.
Got to start with like Heir to the Empire. That was where I started.
I do need to download some more audiobooks.
I do recommend the High Republic series if you guys haven't checked that out. I was on the fence about it. The cover art kind of made it look a little, I don't know, stale.
You're
and
judging?
I was a little scared. And so, but then I got into it and it's so good. It's like what the Jedi's, like it's what you want the Jedi's to be. So I can't say no good things about the High Republic. It's awesome.
Nice. I'll check that out. Writing it down now.
So what's going to be next for Dolores? Where are we going to see her grow and develop and things like that? How is she going to continue to be the Empire's HR director?
So I think I hope to do a few more con appearances as her, as long as people are interested or it's fun or whatever. But I have to do a few more of those, doing one in a couple of weeks. And I think I haven't figured out how to write this yet, but I think there's going to be a labor shortage in the Empire. So Dolores is going to have to go out to this convention and recruit people, because at this convention, it's all different fandoms. It's not just Star Wars. So, you know, there's going to be an Iron Man or a Deadpool. Or so how do you interact with that when you're a Star Wars person?
Star Wars multiverse.
Right.
I love it.
I think that'll be the next stage. And then after that, I don't know. I have to get her off the Death Star at some point, because that's where she's based right now. So eventually I'll catch up to the movies.
Oh, no. We can't let Dolores' fate be tied to the Death Star.
Right.
She's got to go to Coruscant quickly.
Yes.
Or maybe she'll just get stationed on Endor or something, and then it'll all come full circle, you know?
Right, yeah. Still have to figure that out. And then, of course, all these other antics and these great ideas that you guys have given me for interactions with troopers, all of that,
Lots of good benefits-related, I think, questions and forms that are needed and performance reviews.
Okay, yeah. Need more form stuff.
The trooper who missed open enrollment because they were deployed to the Outer Rim somewhere, and now they can't get their benefits and things like that.
You know, we do open enrollment every October. There is no excuses for you being deployed to the Outer Rim. Like, you know our policies.
Is that how you guys would handle it, or is that how the Empire would handle it?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's all... You have to, that's IR.
That's what we want to add with.
One shot, at, you know.
Okay. That's great.
Sometimes it's hard to draw those little lines sometimes.
And some of them are forced upon us by our wonderful friends at the IRS. So
That is fair.
Yeah, so we don't really get a choice. You come back to us beyond 30 days. Sorry, Charlie.
So as part of being HR, like having someone else to blame if there's an issue that you can't resolve?
You've summed up 99% of it. HR is like, you know, the compliance officer. We are trying to keep the company safe by following all the laws that, you know, the IRS has and all these other acts and, you know,
acronyms that come out the
end. Yeah, whatever you call it.
Okay. So I got to figure out the tax department in the Empire.
Tax stuff. Like, you know, I doubt the Empire has a lot of fair labor standards.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, you know, I don't think she'll have to deal with a lot of that. There's
no real OSHA in the Empire.
Yeah. You're like not going to be submitting like your...
You had the person who was trying to get compensation for being too close to the laser on the Death Star.
Right.
That was cool.
Yes. The complaint I would have.
Here's something. We talked earlier about the uniforms being basically one size fits all because that's efficiency. But you have someone who doesn't quite fit and is complaining, oh, my helmet's too small, this armor doesn't fit me well. Can I get a different size? No, you can't. Go back.
Yeah, I doubt there's probably not a lot of accommodations for like ADA and those kind of things in the Empire.
So. Unfortunately, I don't get that sense based on the books, but I try to not touch on too much of that stuff just to kind of keep it light. You know what I mean?
True. That doesn't make it too fun talking about all the those type things, but you can definitely find some things to poke fun at. Absolutely, there.
Just keep poking fun at HR because it needs it. You gotta stay grounded.
That's what this podcast is all about: staying grounded in HR.
It's a self-reflection sometimes.
That's awesome. I'm just happy that it's not offending people in HR. Not yet, anyway.
No, it is okay. So it is so perfect. Like.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's somebody out there that's offending, but it's hilarious. It is, really is. So what sort of things motivate you? What makes you come up with the idea for a skit? Where do you know, you don't have an HR background, you don't, you know, what says I need to do this?
So sometimes I'll actually sit down and force myself to try to come up with a scenario, like what is, or like I'll Google what are some complaints in HR in that companies have to deal with, and then I'll try to think of the Star Wars equivalent to that. So that is sometimes how I do it. But then now that people are more involved in these videos, it's been a lot of comment interaction, like suggestions from people. And so that's been amazing because they often have better ideas than I ever would. So that's been really great. And several of the citation ideas actually from Celebration were from people on Instagram. So, you know, just the Star Wars hive mind is amazing. And it's so much fun. So probably I'll tap in a bit more into that for sure.
Well, just think of Dolores as a babysitter for adults. You know, Patrick ate my sandwich out of the refrigerator. That's the petty shit we have to deal with on the norm. That's not outside the norm. For this, you know, somebody had a birthday party and didn't bring enough cupcakes, and I didn't get one.
It is a common theme here: is you went to HR for that,
kind
of scenario. So, like, with that mindset, sometimes, like,
okay,
pure petty
theme.
That's a good tip. More petty stuff. That's good.
So you mentioned that you're going to have some rebellion HR. So, you know, the lighter side, that's going to be the good HR person. The, you know, I'm a people.
What is a good HR person? Go ahead, Warren. How would you describe that?
The good guy,
the
HR.
Perfect HR person.
No, not perfect. I see this as the people person. You know, I do HR because I love people. I want to help you. Okay, I want to assist you any way I can. You know, the exact opposite of me. You know,
yeah.
Do what I say, how I say it, when I say it, and we'll all be happy. And
yeah, I think you've hit it. Yeah.
You need to sell the rebellion. So yeah, you do need a little bit more of a people pleaser, a promiser.
Yeah. Yeah. Super excited, optimistic.
Yeah.
And Marge's billboard is very bright.
Right.
Lots of cutout construction paper shapes.
Yeah, we can't do this without you or whatever.
Yeah. Motivational hang in there, kitty.
Motivational posters. I was about to say hang in there, but I don't know. What would you have besides a kitten? Would you have hanging in there?
Hang in there, swamp rat. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trying to think of some little, or porgy. Isn't that the?
Oh, the porg. Yeah, yeah. Hang in there. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That would be great. To have that right, on the wall.
You need, we need to see some good rebel HR motivational posters. I think that's your next line of merchandise.
Oh, that's great.
Teamwork, collaboration. Yeah, that's cool.
It's a great idea. I have all of these notes from this. This is great.
Our bill's in the mail. So talk to us as Dolores a little bit. What is Dolores's next item? Where is she now? What is she doing? What's her biggest issue that has to handle, whether voluntarily or not?
Still dealing with an awful lot of paperwork. Trying to get back out there, do some recruiting. Can't keep enough TIE pilots flying around out there. I don't know where I'm going to get TIE pilots because you need to know how to fly. So that's my problem at the moment, TIE pilots.
Now, how do you advertise for jobs? And is there like a Indeed or Monster equivalent in the Empire?
Oh, that's a good question. Since, I see it as like I'm going to attempt to do this at a convention where she's just going up to people to approach them. That, you know, that she gets sent out to these events and has to, you've heard of the Empire. Have you considered joining? Why not?
Hey, Spidey, you want to join?
Yeah.
the Empire. Oh, I can't wait to see those. That seems like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It'll be something.
Say if there's anything you want to plug. You say you're going to some cons. Did you want to say that to meet people or anything you have coming up?
Yeah, I'm not sure when this will be released, but I will be at Dragon Con, which is Labor Day weekend.
Jealous.
It's so much fun. The panels are really good.
My favorite podcasters are going to be there. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My brother, and me.
Yeah, the McElroys.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, there's so many. I highly recommend it. There's something for everyone, even if you don't costume or whatever. The panels are fantastic. We went last year for the first time, and that was our favorite part. And then the costuming as well is phenomenal.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah, highly recommend when there's not a pandemic as well.
Anything you want to promote? Anything at all you want to promote? And this episode will air. It'll be launched on September 1, actually.
Oh, okay.
So be a little bit before Dragon Con. So, yeah, anything you want to promote, all your channels, things like that, just let us know.
All right. So I had a question for you guys about upper management and HR and how HR would handle, like, for example, if Dolores was not getting along with Darth Vader, if he was bothering her for playing music too loud, or, for example, how would you handle, as the HR rep, how do you handle a tiff with upper management?
All right, so let's say to put it in HR terms, the CFO is playing their music, just rocking out to some Metallica down the hallway, and the HR person can't, like, do you go to the CEO, or like, how do you?
Well, see, that's sort of getting what we were talking about earlier about sort of petty stuff. You know, Patrick's listening to his music too loud over there, and I just can't hear. Did you try talking to him yourself?
Warren, let's say it's open enrollment. We have to get all these applications submitted, but this is the deadline. You're going through, you got to call people to finish filling out. Like, the music's way too loud. You can't concentrate. What do we do?
What do we do? Do we have a meeting to have them collaborate and say, Dolores, tell us your feelings and why you are having these problems with Vader. And then, Vader, what do you hear from Dolores, and what can you do to improve the situation?
That never happens.
That sounds like a textbook scenario.
I think it'd be more passive aggressive. I would just shoot an email and hope that they get it and deal with it.
But how much do you want to taunt or be passive aggressive to Vader? Really?
Yeah, that's fair.
You're rolling the dice.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to upset him too much.
Because that's when you're dealing with a tyrannical boss. You know, until they're doing things that are in the real world illegal, there's not much you can do. They're tyrannical bosses, just doing their thing.
You just got to deal with it and keep working, I guess, or you quit.
Suck it up, Dolores.
Quietly quit.
Quiet quitting. That's the new term since the last time we talked. That's the new.
Oh, yeah. I need to do a quiet quitting. Episode. That's a good idea.
Oh gosh, yeah. Yeah, we need Dolores to spin on some of these things that are actually driving us crazy, so that would be great.
Yeah. So, all right, go ahead and give us all your social medias, give us where we can find you, and I do encourage you to follow on, if it's Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I've watched them all myself, so.
Yeah, so I'm Sunflower Stardust, spelled as they are, all one word, at Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Once again, I can't encourage you enough to listen. Just follow. It's some awesome cosplay beyond just the HR Dolores things, which are good on their own. When you were Jyn Erso, I was like, wow. It was dead spot crazy. On. It was perfect. So,
thank you. That's my favorite thing. Movie.
One other thing we didn't ask what other cosplay do you like to do outside of the Star Wars universe?
Oh, that's a good question. I have a Winter Soldier arm. I love Bucky Barnes Winter Soldier stuff, but I also like She-Hulk.
Okay.
I think I don't know if there's anything there
coming
for me.
Up for that.
Yeah, but she's a badass, so. She's
a smart ass. That's one thing I liked about the first episode. She's a smart ass too. So
She kind of fits, like she's like a, I don't know, like Dr. Aphra in Star Wars. She's kind of got a similar personality to her, just that sassiness. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
I liked her. I liked it. I'm looking forward to more of that episode. Well,
heck yeah.
I can't thank you enough for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. So many great, great ideas for skits. I'll have to give you guys co-writer credits.
We have high expectations from Dolores moving forward now that you've been part of, the real HR, I would not say experts, but at least a little bit of exposure.
Yeah, real HR professionals.
Well, Patrick, as usual, I didn't do my homework. Do you have a best practice for us tonight?
Oh, Warren, you know I got a best practice tonight.
Okay, I knew you would on this topic.
So we always like to give a best practice for people in HR to use in their real world, in their office, like something that's really practical. So best practice for today is just be someone else for the day. Maybe your favorite Imperial HR director, Dolores, or maybe arguably the best villain in Marvel so far, Killgrave, where you can just tell people to take that pencil and shove it right on up your nose.
That's awesome.
All righty. Well, I want to... Normally, this is where I give the credits to Andrew Kolpa and the Underscore Orchestra for our theme song, but our intro and outro music today is the Star Wars Imperial March, the funny version, by Killer Beefle. And the voice artist this the beginning of the episode, that's me. So as always, I'm Warren.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Larissa Dolores.
And we're here helping you survive HR one what the fuck moment at a time. All right, this is gonna be good. And
awesome, thank you.